This is the Valley Heights Boys Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA, the final one here of the high school basketball season. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Cale Green, head coach of the Mustang Boys. And, well, Coach, three games since we've last talked. Your guys go 2-1 in that stretch. A good win over Onega last Friday, 37-29. Followed up on Monday, a tough loss on the road to Washington County, 55-39. But then on Tuesday, a 50-46 win over Blue Valley. So now, you like last three games, you look back on them. What were your thoughts?
We started strong in the first, in those first two games in Sonega and then Blue Valley. And, we're just having a tough time, you know, scoring the basket, but on the defensive side, we're doing the little things that we need to finish out games. And, Hoover got hot against us on, against Washington, and we should have switched the man a little sooner to help eliminate that. Offensively, we've been working the ball a little bit more, and they became more cohesive. But we just need to worry about putting the ball in the hole. So,
yeah, what do you look at here offensively? Is it still kind of one of those things where you're finally getting everybody there together, still trying to get everybody on the same page? You still feel like you're trying to do that at this point in the season?
These last three games, we finally had everybody, which has been nice. Right now, we have one injury, but. For the most part, we have everybody, and you know, everybody's starting to play together now, and they're fully understanding the offense and working together. So it's starting to finally come together, and I'm excited for Substate to come and see what the guys can do.
Yeah, you'll travel to Washington County to open up Substate coming up next week. But tonight, you finished off the regular season. You've got Rossville coming to town. Rossville, obviously, a non-league opponent. So what do you look at here tonight in this final game before Substate?
The final game before Substate, and it's not a league game, so it doesn't really affect our record or anything. I just want to see the boys go out and play hard. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt right before Substate, but, you know, go out, play hard, really focus on the little details and try to perfect those before we do go into Substate Monday, because I think that's important. And then also just practice some things that we, you know, maybe throw into Substate, or some things that we haven't done yet. So, just work as a team and play hard and get a good win and then move on to Substate.
Yeah, and talking about Monday's Substate game against Washington County again, you were just there the other day. You're going to be there again on Monday at Washington County. You're the 5 seed. They're the 4 seed. So what do you look at here the second time around after just playing them a couple of days ago?
You know, first thing, obviously, is we have to stop Kobe Hoover. He came out. He started off really hot against us, and he kept going throughout the whole game. And then, you know, the second thing is we have to eliminate fouls. I mean, we got to stop putting them to the free throw line. They had 15 points on the free throw line, so we have to eliminate fouls and then take care of the ball on the offensive side and, play good sound offense and play good defense. So,
well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here down the stretch, beginning with Rossville tonight and then Washington County next week in Substate. We look forward to seeing what your guys can do. But thank you so much for taking the time out and joining us throughout the year. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for everything you've done.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's Cale Green, head coach of the Valley Heights Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.